Track 8, The Shock of the Child's Arrival. On the last track, we discussed preparing the new child. This has included the photo album technique, preparing the child's room, and pre-placement visits. Do you have a client who doesn't know what to expect when his or her adopted child arrives? On this track, we will discuss the possible shock that may occur when the child arrives. This will include the honeymoon, adjustment, and the absence of immediate love. As you listen, think of your client. What do you think he or she can expect during the adjustment period? One difference between older child adoption and infant adoption is that when a child is old enough to have developed personality traits, he or she may have traits the parents wish the child didn't have. Other parents experience a lack of feeling for their new child. Trent and Laura were already biological parents of two children and were preparing to receive their newly adopted daughter, Andrea, age 9. Trent asked, "What can we expect in the beginning adjustment period from Andrea and from ourselves?" First, I discussed with Trent and Laura the honeymoon. I stated, many adopted children let their new parents enjoy a honeymoon or a period of near-perfect behavior. Honeymoon periods can last as long as a year. Some are barely perceptible. I explained that I have found, generally, that the honeymoon period is the time when the child sizes the parents up. Andrea would probably figure out where Trent and Laura were coming from and what that meant to her. Perhaps the entire family would go through a honeymoon. Have you found, as I have, that there is a period of hyper-awareness right after a placement when the whole family is tuned in to making a new child feel at home? I stated to Trent and Laura, you may lighten routines, relax limits, and put forth an extra effort to make Andrea feel welcome. Your other children may be willing to share their belongings and go out of their way to make Andrea feel special. I continued to state, you will be, in fact, living with a stranger. Andrea might feel more like a house guest at first. I explained that as much as Trent and Laura might like entertaining company, Andrea's presence might upset the balance they were accustomed to in their home. I stated, no matter how much fun guests are, or how much you truly care for them, it can be a relief when they leave the house and your life settles back to normal. Similarly, with older children who are adopted, there may be positive aspects of the first few weeks, but it may feel like a strain. Don't be surprised if you think, "Whew, I'll be glad when this child's parents come to pick her up." I also explained that Andrea would likely also be feeling some strain. I stated, Andrea may feel as though she's living in a fishbowl, with everyone watching her every move. Some children love attention and will strive to do all the right things to make it last. Other children are intensely aware of feeling that they have to perform and may begin to crack under the strain. Either way, Andrea may feel the need to act perfectly in order to be accepted. In the beginning, acceptance might come more easily as the whole family is willing to accept Andrea as a newcomer at face value. But soon, you and your other children may feel a desire to return to your normal routine, and the strain of living artificially may become too much. You might begin expecting more from Andrea and having less patience. Your other children may tire of giving in and want your attention, and Andrea will still not know where she fits in. Second, I discussed with Trent and Laura the adjustment of Andrea into their home. I stated, the adjustment period will have begun when Andrea drops you back into reality. Whether your family goes through a honeymoon period or not, the sooner you begin to relax and act normally, the sooner Andrea will likely settle in. I explained that it would be impossible for Andrea to know how to act and what to think if there weren't any rules to follow. I stated, as parents, you may have thought hard about how the adjustment will be on Andrea or your other children. However, have you thought about how difficult the transition of having Andrea in your home will be for you? The mixed feelings may catch you unaware. Try to give yourself the same amount of patience and understanding that you give to others. Attachment to Andrea will probably progress slowly. I continued to state, in my experience, one step that can help an adopted child feel like one of the family is being assigned chores. Obviously, Andrea will not know all the rules of the house or exactly what you expect of her, but participating might be the biggest thing initially. As soon as you're sure Andrea knows what to do and how to do it, then you can begin gradually enforcing consequences for not doing it properly. Trent asked, "What about our other children? How might they adjust?" I stated, you may need to be prepared for the fact that all your children will be intensely attuned to the fairness of everything at first. Your children may be quick to point out who is doing more and how unfair it is. Although many siblings do this, it may be very intense with an older adopted child like Andrea. As Andrea and your other children become more secure, the intensity may lessen. Also, Andrea may be trying to be perfect and may find any amount of correction or guidance to be evidence of her failure. A little additional leeway and a gradual push for improvement may help this a great deal. Laura asked, what if we have difficulty connecting with Andrea? What if we don't love her right away? Third, in addition to the honeymoon and adjustment, I discussed with Trent and Laura the absence of immediate love. I stated, for some parents, the initial adjustment period does not result in loving attachment. This may especially be true if Andrea has behavioral problems or if your personalities simply do not mesh. If Andrea is doing well in your home, it may be even more difficult to deal with your possible lack of feelings for her. I continued to state, you may need to distinguish loving from liking and commitment. You may be committed to Andrea for months or even years before you truly love her. If Andrea hesitates to attach to you, you may find yourself holding back too. But even if everything is progressing normally, as you know, love takes time, and a year or more is not unusual. I also explained to Trent and Laura that they did not have to love Andrea to be committed to and supportive of her. I stated, if you can concentrate on being a good enough parent instead of the perfect one, you may be able to have a fulfilling relationship with Andrea even in the absence of strong love. I also explained to Trent and Laura that they may have to change their definition of what love is. I stated, some parents find that acting loving towards their children can jumpstart feelings of love. Have you found, as I have, that love is often shown in what parents do rather than they feel? On this track, we have discussed the shock of the child's arrival. This has included the honeymoon, adjustment, and the absence of immediate love. On the next track, we will discuss seeing as the child sees. This will include the dealing with adoption issues technique, the imagining gains and losses technique, the family storybook technique, and positive adoption language. Question 8. What are three situations to expect upon the adopted child's arrival into the child's new home?